Welcome to Lives of Pitch, the podcast where we pitch the best films that'll never get made. I'm Matt Turner.
And I'm Tom McGrath. And the game goes like this. We ask you, our devoted listeners, to come up with titles that you'd like to hear us pitch.
We then collaborate, coming up with story points, casting, and even marketing strategies.
Without further ado, this week's title is... Revenge of the Screaming.
Oh no.
Yes.
Revenge.
Oh no.
Oh, it's the third part.
Sounds great.
Third part in the trilogy of our Star Wars Life's a Pitch trilogy that we're pitching.
Yikes.
Over the course of the Last Jedi being released.
If you haven't heard that episode, I would advise going back a week and listening to that. But if you're all caught up and you know what's going on, you know more than us.
If you want to go into this blind, it might probably be better for you.
Yeah, it might be a little more cohesive. We're all tangled up in our shit, you know.
Yeah.
We're all tangled up in our shit.
Yeah, it's our own shit.
We bring a lot of baggage to this.
For sure.
Yeah,
for
so...
Sure.
Before we go on to the Revenge of the Screaming...
Yeah. We're going to find out what happens on the cliffhanger.
It's a wham sandwich. And...
Bam sandwich.
And what's his name?
Juice Damson.
And
Tina Fett.
Darth Bruge and Luke Skywalker.
Darth Bruge and just Luke Skywalker. I'm going to read out some more honourable mentions that we didn't do last week. But if you want to give us titles any time of the week, as usual, go to facebook.com/Life's a Pitch Podcast. Give us a like there and go to Twitter as well, @Life's a Pitch Show. Give us a follow. We'll post out what genres we're doing for that week and then you give us titles based around that genre. So... go to those places. I'll read out some honourable mentions now.
Yeah.
Who are your guests this week, guys?
Oh, same ones as last time. Just go back and listen. No, we've got Patrick and Theo. Patrick from the Plot Bubble Network. And Theo...
In the last week, nobody has taken my offer of a mini fridge. So if anyone wants a mini fridge, it's Coca-Cola branded. Looks very cool. Let me know.
There we go. Theo is the living embodiment of Craigslist.
Network.
we got a load on Facebook. We got one from Reese Hines. That's Mickey and Luke in a Merry Christmas Star Wars. In a Merry Star Wars Christmas.
A Merry
Christmas Star Wars Christmas.
A Merry Christmas Star Wars.
Just
a Merry Christmas Star Wars. Everyone. Every Star Wars. Every Star War.
From Jeff Beard, we've got Star Wars Origins, hearing the Senate subcommittee into... Hearing of the Senate subcommittee into space lane partial deregulation on the issue of droid assisted piloting issues raised by traffic infringements in the area of Girul to Ur Part 2.
That's definitely like a prequel where it's all the Senate scene.
Yes. It's just one long Senate scene.
E.T. plays a big role in that.
E.T. plays a definite big role. Jeff Beard, directing, currently producing, writing, recording a sci-fi radio web series called Accidentally Reckless, which is on YouTube. I'm just going to give that a plug. Accidentally Reckless. It's a sci-fi comedy. It's really funny. So from Liam McGrath, my brother, we've got R2's Stag Do. He's also given us C3P Glasgow. They could be linked, I think.
Yeah, it's the hangover. Yeah. they got their memory wiped and they have to go back and figure out what...
R2's Stag Do.
And from Tom Ockran Hegarty, we've been given a ton of Christmas winter Star Wars themed ones.
Sure.
Which
I think we should use some of these next week on
the Christmas one.
Episodes.
Yeah. So we got The Jedi Knight Before Christmas. Following the Death Star of Bethlehem.
Man.
Jingle Darth Maul the Way.
Okay, that one's a stretch.
That's good.
To which I've replied, and I completely forgot about this conversation. It's just Star Wars. We're doing a Christmas episode next week. And Tom's replied with, I stand by all of these.
And rightly so.
Slayer bells ring. Are you listening? Merry Sithmas, everyone.
Yeah. These are songs now, rather than films.
He's gone. Snowhan. And I saw Mommy kissing Lando Claus.
It's the biggest stretch yet.
Lando Claus sounds terrifying.
Lando Claus sounds like a really cool crab.
We did invent, last week, we did invent, was it Klaus Sandwich?
Klaus Sandwich.
Yeah, the great uncle of Bam Sandwich.
Yeah.
From @RebelScumbag on Twitter, we've just got, give me Shadow of the Empire, I'll do it myself.
And then lots of photos.
Yeah.
Of them cosplaying
Dash Rendar. It's a good cosplay. And from at Mr. Cam Jackson, we've got Star Wars, totally new canon, look what we did.
Oh no, we've got Luke Skywalker in there. And R2-D2.
Yeah. We're building on it though.
We're taking
on existing canon.
Also the planet of Alderaan.
Alderaan, yeah. We're looking in Alderaan places. For coming, so
you need to be shot.
Oof, that was
that's an oldie.
I need to be shot first.
I really need to be shot.
So thanks everyone for your titles. We've got Christmas specials coming up next week. 2 weeks of Christmas specials. One of which we're hoping to get Dave Bulmer back on, our Christmas correspondent.
Yes, he loves Christmas more than you. might be saying something. I don't know. I might not know you personally, if you're listening, but it's safe to say Dave loves Christmas more than you. Mm. So tune in for that. Get Dave's next Christmas episode that he comes on.
So you want to hear some? You want to hear the last Star Wars? Yes, very clever award.
Yeah.
It goes to Joe Hegarty again.
Again, he won last week.
Killing it. The last 2 weeks. Kessel Run, Fat Boy Run.
God.
That is just taking the title of a Simon Pegg film and just putting Kessel in front of it.
Shocking Kessel Run onto that, yeah. Yes, very clever.
Yeah, thanks for all those guys. Now, onto the exciting conclusion of the Life's a Pitch Star Wars trilogy.
The main feature.
Ryan Johnson, I hope you're listening.
Yeah, this is going to kick it.
We're going to
blow the last Jedi out of the water.
Yep, that's what we're going to do.
That'll be the last Jedi you ever write. They'll bring us in.
Yeah.
Wait, do the people at Lucasfilm think scripts are called Jedi?
Yeah.
This is your last Jedi.
This explains a lot.
We've got a great Jedi here.
So wait. Luke Skywalker and Darth Bruge.
Oh, I forgot my Jedi. Can anyone print it out for me?
First of all, opening crawl.
Opening crawl.
It is a time of unrest in the galaxy. The Sith have built a huge fuck-off death brick.
Yeah. Basically.
More or less.
Lego Death Star. The death brick has now attaching itself now. To the giant
Lego Death Star.
Lego Death Star, which is just what it's called.
Which doesn't have any weaknesses. Because it's made of Lego, they could just rebuild it once it's
no weaknesses
broken.
To Lego, like.
No, none at all.
If you blow it up, just put it all back together again.
Now, this film is called Revenge of the Screaming.
Now, they blew up Alderaan again.
Yeah.
The ghost Alderaan. Oh, yeah. They had a ghost beam, I guess.
It ain't coming back as a ghost no more.
And the head Sith was revealed to be Luke Skywalker. Who was working? Who had Darth Bruge working for him?
Who now, in turn had Darth
Sestrius.
I wanted to say Darth Pedophile.
The late, the late great Darth Sestrius. On the good guys' side, we've got Lin-Manuel Miranda playing the part of Wham Sandwich.
Bam Sandwich.
We keep changing his name, I'm certain of it.
Wham Sandwich is a real pod racer.
Yeah, he's in
Bam Sandwich is our Bam. OC.
I'm gonna try and remember.
Do not steal.
Do not steal. Bam Sandwedge, played by Lin Miranda, who has no arms. He lost them in a pod racing accident.
Yep. He started with eight.
He had eight to start with. He was using, and then he became force.
He went through the engine of a pod racer,
which is full of the force.
Yeah, which we established is pod race engines are full of force.
It's canon now,
and that made him force sensitive, but with no arms.
Right. Exactly.
So then he picked up. Juice Damson, who he also met another guy who I've forgotten the name of.
Oh, just he was some guy, wasn't he?
He had big ears and
teeth.
He was played by Nick Frost. I can't remember the character's name.
Yeah.
But yes,
and then we got the Ewok played by Warwick Davis in there.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be honest.
I want
to know, rather than recapping stuff, we've got the character recap.
Oh yeah.
Okay. I feel like there's a real big twist in Revenge for the Screaming.
I know
Revenge
what
Screaming.
It is. I know All what right. it is.
But I've got one that's just like, this is the threat.
Oh, but okay. My twist is better than yours.
Okay, I bet it is.
Why don't we twist them together?
You know the sound of Ewoks when they get thrown over the... thrown across the room?
Yeah.
Very, very similar to the sound of R2-D2 getting thrown across the room.
Yeah, it's very similar screaming.
Tell you what, those flipping stormtroopers all seem to sound the same when they fall out of windows and into those infinite pits.
Oh my God.
They're all screaming the same.
Oh no.
Oh no.
All of the screams, the Wilhelm scream is canon.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
There's a reason, and it's because there's a force spirit that's controlling all these people.
But only when they scream.
Only when it saps their power.
It's a spirit of fear.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Where do you think it was going
with Revenge for the Screaming?
Revenge
of
the Screaming.
Where were you going to go?
I'm going to save my twist for later. But yeah, so movie opens. Our guys have got to destroy the Lego Death Star.
That's...
Yeah.
I think the rebels should be regrouping.
Yeah, definitely.
After the fleet was destroyed.
And it's so weird. The leader of the rebels, Luke Skywalker, has gone missing.
Yeah, they crash land onto Tatooine.
Keep the revisiting exact locations for nostalgia.
We're not using any more.
They smash into Anakin Skywalker's old house.
Yeah, which is also the Moistra farm.
Yeah. And so they've taken off the entire block. So also that racist stereotype guy with the bat wings.
Yeah, that guy. He's
that's
also
dead
there.
As well.
He's dead.
Otto.
Yeah.
Is he called Otto?
Watto. He's like, ooh. Yeah. He's like lying down. He's got a gash down the side of his torso.
Yeah.
And they're like,
but you know, he's
I'll heal you with my force magic. He's like, force tricks don't work on me. Only money. and then he fucking dies. Yeah,
it's a commentary on America's healthcare system.
Jedi mind tricks don't work on me. Only money. And then they try rubbing coins onto his side. Nothing happens.
It's not working.
They run like 10 credit notes along him and he gets paper cuts and it's unpleasant.
Since he's from episode 1 and this is episode 9.
He's ancient.
Well, here's the thing. When they put him like episode 2 or 3, they gave him a hat to show that he was older.
Yeah.
So we'd have to give him...
two more hats.
I take
six really more hats.
I take issue with episode 9. I think this is like episode 28.
Yeah, we are way ahead of episode 9.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, there were 12, right?
He's got a long overcoat now that dangles from when he would have been flying.
Yeah. With more hats.
A scarf.
Yeah.
And then a pipe.
as he gets old, he gets colder and needs more clothing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Even on those long Tatooine days.
Yeah.
We have like a 20-minute funeral scene.
Yeah.
For a character from episode 1 that no
one
really
Can we have somebody holding
to...
up the big glowing peace orb?
They bury him with his hats.
Watto. In memory of Watto. Episode 1 through episode 23.
His eulogy is...
it's an in memoriam in the middle of the film.
Yeah.
There's also screenwriting. It's the writing that goes up the screen.
That's the best place I could think of to put my. I'm cashing in my screen crawl token.
That's a well cashed in token. Nice.
So right, Watto is dead. We've spent a lot of screen time on the character that we've just introduced, just to go, remember him, he's dead now.
Yeah, but now they're feeling nostalgic.
I mean, if it works for Dobby, it works for Watto. Alright, so then our guys have got to get to work. They've crashed on Tatooine. All of their ships are fucked.
Mm.
But the rebels are together, and that's going to be their thing. They can regroup.
I've got something.
Mm.
They've crashed all their ships. We're trying to tap into nostalgia. They need parts to repair their ships, but they haven't got the credits.
Oh shit. Snap.
So...
They're going to do a pod race.
They've got a pod racer.
Oh, full circle.
Oh my God.
Our main character is a pod racer.
Who's force sensitive. Yeah. Like, boom.
Wow.
Nobody forget during...
You know, it's like poetry. It rhymes. It goes round and round. it's like that.
So, he...
20-minute pod race.
Yeah, 20-minute pod race. After that...
20-minute funeral, 20-minute pod race.
The Bulba is still racing. Yeah. Now he's got a hat.
But during that, Bam has to hand the reins to Juice.
Wait. When we left Juice, he was dying.
Oh, Juice was dying.
Yeah, yeah.
And
oh, shit.
Here's the thing.
Oh, we put him in the little Vader suit.
Yeah. Yeah. So I...
The little Vader suit.
So I think Bam is kind of like... His mind is sort of unfocused because he's worried about Juice, right?
Yeah.
He needs to look after Juice to get him back to his, you know...
Yeah.
Back to Hoth.
What if the pod racer is incomplete and they need more components?
Mm.
So they put Juice in...
Like an R2-D2.
Like an R2-D2.
It's just clinging to the side.
No, he's in the little...
Wiring in. He's just like a head on the dashboard.
Because now, right, actually, they put him in basically one of the engines.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So what happens is, as they're going along, like, someone's coming in, Sebulba's in out there, right?
Yeah.
He's got a gun now.
Yeah.
Right? And he's just like, rail gun, just like, blam, blam, like trying to knock him out of the race. So, bam... jumps off the back of the fully fledged, like, couldn't use the force now, jumps off the back of the pod racer onto Sebulba and starts having a fight with him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's like, Juice, you gotta take the reins from here.
You gotta finish the race for me.
Yeah, so, like, they're fighting off and they like, Sebulba, like, in the fight, they fly off into a cave somewhere, right?
Oh, no, they're lost.
The cave near which... Anakin killed all those sand people. Yeah.
Sure.
Right?
Why not?
So he comes across this, and then there's the force ghost of Anakin Skywalker Darth Vader.
Oh no. Oh no.
Sky Vader.
Or like, maybe this should be the other way. Anyway.
Not the Hayden Christensen ghost, but fully fledged Darth Vader outfit ghost.
And he says, I'm sorry I did the bad things. I was possessed by the dark spirit of the force, the screaming.
Oh, yes!
Yes!
And Darth Vader gives a dire warning.
Yeah.
That only people with suits like his can be possessed by the spirit.
In the meantime, Juice has, from being inside a pod racer engine, has become force sensitive.
And so what happens
and
is...
is now in Darth Vader's suit.
He has to finish the race, so he's sort of becoming more malicious as he finishes the race. He thinks he's the only pod racer left. Everybody else has crashed or they're way behind him. Then there is a noise from behind him and he turns around and what does he see? But a new pod racer as Tina Fett comes up side by side.
Oh, shit.
And she's like, I don't work for anybody. I'm gonna get that money for myself. And Juice fucking kills her. Because he's evil now.
I was gonna say, while this race is going on, presumably all the other pod racers in this race are just crashing and burning because Sebulba's been up to his old trick. He's been round everyone in the pits and snapped bits off.
Yeah, definitely.
I was gonna say, like, I feel like it's not just people in Darth Vader suits who can get possessed by the force ghost. Because... that doesn't make a great deal of sense.
People who've gotten their force energy from pod racer engines.
But, like, no. I think, like...
Wait, are you suggesting Anakin Skywalker was only Force sensitive because he was a pod racer?
We established that in the first of these. Yeah.
I'm suggesting that every big Sith, like Darth Sidious and the Emperor Palpatine and all that stuff,
they all did pod racing.
They all were possessed by the screaming. That's why they go unlimited power.
Yeah.
Because that's the screaming.
What if every Sith's origins are in pod racing?
We don't know.
Or if
similar.
Only there was some more backstory that we could find on
Cold
the Star Wars
text
universe.
Roll all the Sith of old pod racers. Da, 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 go through them all.
Pod racing or similar.
Darth Sirius, pod racing champion of Hoth. I'm going to be fucking up Wikipedia after this.
Darth Bruges, of course, though, is was lived as a child, of course, Ian, before he was a Darth. Mm. Ian Bruges lived in a pod racer engine factory. Well, not in one, but like next door to one.
And they shot all the vent fumes over his house.
Yeah, because what they don't realise is that these engines, which actually also the same engines as starships, so if you're born in space, like... The radiation is the thing that leads to
Millennium
Falcon.
Like the
Century Hawk.
Century Hawk and the Millennium's
Falcon. I remember what we said.
Millennium Falcons.
All full of screaming force.
That's why when TIE fighters go past, they go.
It's ring wraiths as well.
Yeah.
They're screaming all the time.
Yeah.
They've got the dark side in them.
Exactly. So, basically, all the sound effects, Skywalker sound, has been working for years and years and years to seed this twist that the screaming is the main bad
guy. Wilhelm scream, everything.
It's just the dark side of the Force is screaming.
Yeah. Like,
Which actually we can retroactively justify, because when Alderaan was destroyed the first time in Star Wars 4, Obi-Wan Kenobi says, "I felt a great disturbance in the Force, as if millions of voices suddenly cried out in terror and were suddenly silenced." He knew about the screaming.
So did Charlie Gascoigne, apparently.
Who gave us the title. She knew what was up.
So,
what if we've just stumbled upon, like,
the twist?
The Last Jedi.
This is what. It's all about screaming and pod racing.
So, what's happening now in the film?
Pod race is over.
Juice has won, but nobody knows that Juice is evil. They think Tina Fett died in an accident.
What if it was a photo finish? Because if Tina Fett has won, like, or maybe there's some corruption in the officials, then he's got to, like, go even more evil. At the moment, he's just evil in a pod race. We've got to see him go full evil.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, what? There's a journalist, a photojournalist called...
Snappy...
Jinx.
Snappy Jinx.
Snappy Jinx. Played by...
Elizabeth Shue.
Michael Fassbender.
All right. Well, Elizabeth Shue's fine.
Elizabeth Shue's fine, because she's only going to die anyway.
Because she's going to get killed after she threatens to expose
Juice's like,
stuff.
I won't let you expose my Sith Lordness! Die!
Juice Damson, played by Tara Strong.
Yep. As we all remember.
Voice of Bubbles from Powerpuff Girls.
Is he just going to like do the Vader choke?
So we've still got Luke Skywalker and Darth Bruges out there.
Meanwhile, these guys over here, they're just plotting and scheming.
They're just destroying planets.
It's never explained why Luke Skywalker's evil now.
Yeah, no, because of the screaming.
The screaming has affected him because he's got a robot hand.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
No, he was in an X-Wing fighter. He's exposed to engine dust.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wait, I thought it was just pod racer engines.
Well, any engine.
Also really. Moisture. Moisture farmers.
And dust.
Anything what comes out of engines, including R2-D2's exhaust.
Wait, hang on. Luke was Anakin's child, so that makes sense. Anakin got his... incredible amount of pod racing.
Oh, and he inherited it.
We're playing fast and loose with Makes Sense.
But yeah, the very
Welcome to the Life's a Pitch podcast.
And also Star Wars. We have Luke Skywalker. He's very old by this point. Mm. But his plan is to destroy, as we established, all the planets.
Yeah. Every planet. Because then everyone...
billions, trillions. What was the next one? Quadrillions?
Yep. Quintillions
of people will cry out in terror, and that one giant scream will bring forth the Force Ghost.
The old one.
Yeah. Bring forth the screaming.
What? The screaming. Is that what the ghost is called?
Yeah.
and Darth Brood is like, "Sir, but I do not understand this screaming." And Luke Skywalker says, "You will." And then throws him off the edge. And he screams as he falls down.
Wilhelm scream.
Yeah, Wilhelm scream, but like elongated.
It's like, ah! And then, "I understand."
Yep. Oh, I get it.
So we're just getting rid of Ian Bruges. Darth Bruges.
Ian.
He's had his run.
I think Ian's got to go and be the first road bump in the...
Fine, he throws him off, but he doesn't die.
He does the Wilhelm scream, and then he picks him back up, and he goes, "Now do you understand?" He's like, "I hear him! The screaming!"
Yeah. The screaming was locked away millennia ago.
It's becoming Lovecraftian as hell.
A little bit, but I'm into it.
It's great. Lovecraftian Star Wars is brill.
Yeah, I think so. So, what are our heroes doing? They've got the money, now they can repair their ships, but they have a traitor amongst their midst. How do they discover it?
They discover it when they head back to...
They build a giant pod racer.
But what kind of evil is Damson now? Because I don't think he's...
What if R2-D2 recorded Damson doing the Force Chain evil thing? And then he plays the little hologram.
Map, just like in all the other films.
Just like in the other films.
Yeah, yeah.
Bringing that back. Nostalgia.
Oh yeah, the projector that R2 had.
Yeah, yeah.
What a great moment.
And in fact, they brought it back for the new ones. There's in fact a whole bit where like he says,
"The entire plot,
I better kill Tina Fett. She is this is my only hope," and then chokes. You can see it.
Same line.
Yeah.
Oh, because it's like. Yeah, okay.
"You are our only hope. Help us, everyone." Yeah. That gets played.
Who does he play it for? Who does R2 play it for? Is it our hero, Bam Sandwich?
Bam Sandwich.
Yeah, he just rolls into the room while they're all, like, chatting about stars or prize money or whether reassembling the ship or something.
He just butts up against Bam Sandwich a couple of times to sort of get his attention.
Matt's laughing now. I think he suddenly realised how ridiculous Bam Sandwich is.
Just the fact that you're so flippantly calling him Bam Sandwich. With no, like, you're not stopping. There's no beat there. It's literally just, Bam Sandwich, that's his name.
That's what it's called.
That's the character's name.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. R2 just bumps up against him, plays the little thing.
Yeah.
Like, and he's like, "Oh, my God, what do I do now?" He's in a moral dilemma.
But he's the only one apart from... Warwick Davis as Ewok.
No, Owen Wilson's there. Marcus Blow.
Marcus Blow, yeah.
Jedi.
Marcus Blow, the most impressionable Jedi.
And some other nameless Jedi, I think, are also around.
Marcus Blow, the most impressionable Jedi.
He's getting a spin off.
"I believe you."
That's his
catchphrase.
I believe you.
Someone no one else believes that Juice is evil.
Yeah.
That's who he tells.
Yeah.
Of course he will.
Yeah.
So I think Juice is doing some subterfuge.
We've also killed our only female character.
Yeah, no, I was just like, oh.
Let's get some more in.
Sorry.
Is Judy Dench in this?
She's in the IG-88 last week.
She was
What's a middle-aged woman?
Judy Dench.
Like, I'm really struggling, but...
Tina Fey was a fairly good one.
We got to go again, though. Who's in Parks and Rec?
Amy Poehler.
Yeah.
No. What about...
Hayley Atwell
from...
She was in Captain America.
Oh yeah, Peggy
Carter. Yeah.
Okay, so what does Hayley Atwell do?
We need another character trope. So I'm gonna go with, we've already had Bounty Hunter.
No nonsense failed Jedi.
Not failed counselor. Because we haven't had the kind of princess or politician role filled yet.
Okay.
She's counselor.
Make her a princess though, because that's kind of
hack. That's hack. The rest,
gold.
The rest.
That is hack.
Disney is missing out. They don't pick up.
You did open this with, what trope can I use?
So, Hayley Atwell is a counsellor.
Yeah.
She's just come off a very successful, she's pushed through a lot of, very successful legislation on trade agreements.
That we learn nothing about. Yeah. Now, that we learn
full 15 minutes.
We'll seed it into the first two films.
Yeah, well, there's occasionally documents lying around. Yeah.
The Trade Federation is angry because the deal can't be done for mining stuff. And, oh boy, if that happens, then the council will be furious.
Ooh. Tell me more.
Don't tell him.
The space bylaws.
We can't mine the Kyber.
Allow the movement of free movement of trade.
But what does this mean for the Sith?
Taxation.
That means the Sith will happy.
Oh, but that's bad.
But like, yeah. So that's Hayley Atwell, who is called Thons.
you need a credits roll here, but I've already used mine.
Yeah, I don't.
You need Sith happy, tax bad, taxation is theft or something. I don't know.
Yeah, okay, I'll do it. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's for the exposition.
Fons Shadrock.
Fons Shadrock.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, she's called Fons Shadrock. She's great. Yeah,
that's where my credit sequence is.
And someone tries to assassinate her day that she's about to pass this law. She's about to put the law through the law envelope. Like a post box. You know those council scenes?
I want to know your idea of how government works.
So you know those council scenes?
Law envelope!
Yeah. So you know those council scenes?
We've all seen the law envelopes.
A big room, a big pit where they're all in floating pods, right?
Yeah.
So what happens is when everyone agrees to a law, they get their law in a little piece of paper. They put it in an envelope, they fly up to the top and put it through a tiny post box, and then that becomes law.
Gets beamed into the Constitution.
Yeah.
What if they don't have any stamps?
They don't need any stamps. It's just going through a letterbox.
It's straight into the Constitution.
There's no postal service up there.
Oh my God. Okay. Ooh,
what if it's called the Constitutio-O-meter?
What?
The machine that makes the laws.
Try again.
Constitutometer.
Yeah.
Constitutometer.
Because it's kind of like consummation. It's consummating the law.
So anyway, Hayley Atwell, someone's trying to assassinate her, drops down from inside the post box.
Yeah.
Sacrilege, by the way. being inside that post box is not allowed.
Yeah, of course not.
You'd be messing with the conscience.
Explicitly.
Are you part of the Constitution?
Prohibited.
I didn't think so. Get out of the post box.
Sacrilege, but not for assassin Jimmy Scrambles.
Jimmy Scrambles. Jimmy Scrambles, played by... Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Alright, yep.
Got claw hands. made of lightsabers. And,
Wait, claws made of lightsabers?
And the lightsabers, like, claw-shaped? Because that's a new type of lightsaber.
Yeah, that's a new type of lightsaber.
It's just big gloves, right? Yep. With three Wolverine-style... climbing claws
that's
of lightsaber. So
that is
does
new.
That. Yeah, gonna dropping down. I'm dropping down. I'm gonna assassinate you. And then
who's that?
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
So she sounds like
famously Scottish. Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Welsh.
Was that Welsh?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna assassinate you. I am.
Okay.
Here we go. Here, jumping out of the post box, I'm gonna stab you! And then Hayley Atwell was like, no, no, you're not! And then brings out, like, just grabs her and just throws her off the side.
Oh no.
Down into the pit.
But she's screaming
at
her
the
hands.
Bottom.
See, that's all Will the neighbors.
She's screaming all the way down. This black scream energy flies out of into the center. But on the way down past ET, ET gets loads of that scream energy. So I'm waiting for that for later.
Yeah.
And then boom into the post box at the bottom, which is like the bad law.
That's the box. That's the law shredder.
Yeah,
that's the law shredder.
Can we please get off the part? I know this is parodying Star Wars, but I'm genuinely bored.
I want to know more about the government. What do you do if you want to abstain? Where does your envelope go then?
Basically, I don't care, Patrick!
You put a shield on your bubble, right?
Yeah.
It goes up, and then you just drive it through a wall.
You try to put it in, and it just doesn't go.
Just run away.
You just drive your bubble through a wall, out of the Senate.
Then you send your deputy councillor back in for the next vote.
That's what we should do in Brexit. Just drive our bubble out of the wall.
That'll also strengthen in the negotiations. Right through a wall.
So back to sandwich.
Okay. So anyway, Hayley Atwell, she's like, right, I tell you what, I'm bringing this lot, that this the Republic fleet, you know, not, you know what I mean?
The rebels.
Yeah. Mm. I'm bringing these. I'm bringing some serious monetary might of my nation in the Confederation of Planets or whatever.
Yeah.
To help the rebels out.
What's her planet called?
Jumbotron.
Is it in this? Is Jumbotron a member of the Security Council?
Yes.
What's their exact role?
What's their specific function? Are they a permanent member or a rotating member?
Operations.
I am so bored. I understand the humour and where it's coming from.
Yeah, it's a bit.
I'm really bored of this now.
It's a key part of the fantasy of Star Wars.
I know.
Yeah. How else are you going to populate a Wikipedia article with detailed information?
I am well aware of the politics.
How a bill becomes law.
How much of politics is in Star Wars?
I think I know how we can satisfy Tom whilst also getting the necessary exposition for Wikipedia.
I'll put in a fight.
What if?
What
if in the background there are like really high res but not main parts of the scenes, but just like images of the Constitution, so that people can like pause the DVD.
Yeah.
Zoom it in.
I wish I still had a credit.
Too late.
The Constitution.
Tom's the only one with one of them left.
3.5 minutes of Constitution scrolls.
Tom's not going to use his on this.
I'm going to make this bit of the film more boring.
So anyway, Hayley Atwell has just received word. She picks off the dead corpse of the assassin. Mm. Like some information, she pieces it together using her brain. That means that she knows where the Sith fleet are of this, where this Lego brick fleet. She's like, if this is true, then bad stuff ahead.
Is she gonna arm herself with the lightsaber claws? Because obviously,
yeah, we can't have them just disappear.
Yeah, you've got a Wolverine lightsaber claws.
Absolutely.
Claws.
Maybe she changes the color. It's a little dial.
They're red.
It's an RGB. RGB lightsabers.
It switches them to green.
Red, green, and blue. Sure.
Yeah, exactly.
So together they all just look white.
Well, I mean, you can adjust the different amounts. Like
you can have a red, a green, and a blue.
You can with LEDs.
Yeah, they're just white, white beams coming from a distance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, She's leading that out, and then
back to Lin-Manuel Miranda, I think.
Yeah. Oh my God!
Recouping on.
Who's
recuperating on Tatooine, and he gets brought into the council chambers.
I think they're on the ship, the Sentry
Hawk.
The Sentry Hawk.
Millennium.
This is the new ship now, the Millennium Falcons.
Falcons.
Which was left to him in the will of Tina Fett.
Why did she leave him? Okay, fine.
She was selfish at heart, but obviously if she dies...
Mm.
Sure.
Yeah, she can't benefit from it. Like, it literally, on along the side of the Millennium Falcons, there is spray painted the words, "Can't take it with you."
We could have a 15-minute scene where James Earl Jones is the lawyer enacting the will. He turns up, he's like, oh, she's left her ship.
Yeah.
The point is, you get James Earl Jones there because it's another callback.
Okay.
Just nostalgia.
More nostalgia every single time.
Cha-ching.
Bring it in. Yeah. Let's get an AT-AT.
Yeah,
on the case
in space,
But yeah, I was about to say, got boosters on his feet. Yeah.
That's the Millennium Falcons has been reconstructed.
I was going to say pod racer,
AT-AT parts.
It's a pod racer, but with AT-AT parts. Yeah. So it looks
it's got the face on the front of an AT-AT, and then just like the legs are like tucked under, like a dog swimming.
Yeah,
and then like. or jumping through the air, and then there's little
boomers. It's a big metal dog swimming through space.
On the soles. On the soles.
That's got to be flying over the poster, right?
Yeah. yeah, there's that happening.
Man, but that's stupid.
They're boosting through space. And Bam Sandwedge knows now about the scream. He's going to find something that can stop the screaming.
What if it's like an ancient Jedi muffler?
Yeah. Oh, it's a bung. Like, there's somewhere at the heart of this star.
Yeah.
Is the source of the screaming. And they don't know what it is yet, but they go and get this ancient Jedi artifact. It's shaped like a bung.
I've
got a point which will both fuse Bam Sandwich and what was Hayley Atwell's character called?
Oh, fuck.
Fonz
Loretti or something.
I wish I knew this.
Well, I'm just going to call it Fonz. Bam and Fonz's stories as they merge, because he goes to this ancient Jedi archives and there's a shape, and it's the shape of the council chambers on Coruscant. Because it looks like a bong.
It does. Not a bong, a bung.
A bung, yeah.
It's like
a big mushroom, isn't it?
Yeah, I see.
It's like a big champagne cork.
Yeah. There you go. Perfect.
That's exactly what we need.
And in fact, after Hayley Atwell, fuck Hayley Atwell jetting away, she literally climbs to the top, opens a panel in the top of the next to the post box, and then pulls out a lever which makes the whole thing take off.
Yeah, into the sky,
leading a fleet towards this.
Everybody else decides to abstain. Just immediately running away.
Hayley Atwell,
apart from E.T.
Apart from E.T., who's there?
Still there.
Very important. That ship could be called the Abstention.
Yeah.
Cha-ching! Nostalgia. Nostalgia for another film, E.T.
So we
crossing those
beams.
Boundaries.
We've still got juice out there. And here's what I want to try.
Okay.
I think Juice is probably going to go with them to try and get this ancient artifact.
Yeah. Mm.
But something's going to go horribly wrong.
Well, he's full of scream energy now, isn't he?
He is.
Yeah.
The screaming, that's the one.
And there's going to be a point where the screaming takes over and Juice betrays the others.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he thinks that he leaves them for dead. They manage to get out through their ingenuity. These walls are like closing in on them like a trash compactor.
Oh, yeah.
And
it might actually be a trash compactor.
You could have him like Qui-Gon somebody with a lightsaber, but it may not a female character this time.
Yeah, but the only other character here is Lin-Manuel Miranda, who we can't.
Warwick
really
Davis, get. No, we're killing
Or Owen Wilson. Plenty
Wilson.
Of people.
Owen Wilson can die.
Okay. Yeah, okay. We'll
and
kill
he says, wow. Like,
wow.
Wow.
But because he didn't scream, he just went, wow. He didn't produce any.
So the question is, where does Juice go once they're free? They take a ship.
He joins Luke Skywalker and Darth Bruge. He's like, I am the Lord of the Screaming.
I have
Luke Skywalker is like,
them.
Oh my god, it's Darth Vader.
He's like a little scream bullet.
Yeah.
He's like his dad, but shrunk.
Yeah. Can I just point out, you never see a Jedi scream when they die.
They don't.
It's because they don't have the screaming.
The old religion of the Jedi, that's the first thing you learn, is that don't scream. If you scream, that lets the evil energy in and then you don't get to be a Force ghost.
Isn't Don't Scream like a 90s hit song?
Don't scream, I know what you're thinking.
Don't speak.
Don't scream.
Don't speak, no doubt.
Don't sing.
Don't scream.
So yeah, he goes to join them on the death on the Lego Death Star, which is now.
Forgot about that.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, everything that's inside the Lego Death Star is enacted in Lego.
In Lego, like, completely.
The people
yes.
are Lego. It's yeah. All,
it's just
all
easier.
Yeah, it's easier.
Just, well, it's a clip right in.
I mean, come on. What are you expecting to do? Put real people inside a Lego Death Star?
It's too small. That wouldn't work.
Stupid. Don't be a
it's
fucking
like,
idiot.
At this point, it's just the Lego movie.
You'd be walking on Lego constantly, wouldn't you?
A shoes on.
You'd need slippers.
Shoes made of Lego.
You'd need slippers. We're in the shower. Like, it's all Lego.
People stepping on Lego bricks and going, ah! Just contributing to the screaming.
That's part of the big plan. Yeah. To convert all of the services to Lego.
That's why it's Lego. It's perfect.
Yeah. You're like the evil military. And they're like, oh, we're drafting you onto the Lego. And you're like, oh, shit. Oh, yeah, everyone knows what's in there. It's just Lego.
Whereas, but like, all the stormtroopers on this Lego Death Star have, like, those Lego, you know, the nubs put into their, surgically implanted into their feet.
So they can clip in.
They're all screaming.
No, they're fine. they're fine because they can walk along it. They just clip into the nubs each time they walk.
Oh, fair enough.
They were probably screaming when the nubs were put in.
Yeah, for sure.
Just power the Death Star even more.
Yeah. So at the same time, we've got this bung flying towards the giant bung. The Lego Death Star to try and bung up the screaming. And then we've also got the Millennium Falcon.
Falcons,
which has been outfitted to be a cross between an AT-AT and AT&T.
It's just got legs and a head on it, basically.
And Verizon.
And a pod racer. Mm-hmm. And they're both flying towards the Death Star, and we have an epic sort of fight scene between these three titans of...
As the Council Chambers tries to land on the... to bung up the hole...
This is the thing, right? The Millennium Falcons needs to blow a hole in the side of the Lego Death Star, blow enough of the bricks out. The thing with the Lego Death Star, you can't blow it up, because every time you blow it up, they just rebuild it.
Yeah,
it comes back. But they need to blow up a significant size...
So that at
the centre there, right... This is the bit where it really, like, what the hell is that? They sort of, like, you see on the ship, in the cockpit of the Millennium Falcons, they've just fired their biggest missile, let's say that the council chambers are flying to knock out, to, like, ram the side of the Death Star off, okay?
Sure.
And then... Then you cut to the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon, where they are preparing this Jedi artifact, the bung.
Yeah, right. And they cut away, and they go,
"What the hell is that?" And it's just like a mouth, a disembodied mouth at the heart of this Death Star, just going, No!
Surely it's the Wilhelm scream over and over again.
It's someone who can do a very good impression of Wilhelm scream, but it's...
longer and more so.
Could it be James Earl Jones doing it?
Yeah, if you want.
Which is actually the name of James Earl Jones' character, is Longer and More So.
Longer and More So. Yeah. The curse of Longer and More So is the screaming.
The elder one, the screaming.
On the bridge, we've got Juice. And Juice sees, as this hole gets torn in to the Lego Death Star, Juice is going to see the Millennium Falcons over there. And that was his home for a long time. And we get this moment where he recovers from the screaming and he regains his humanity and he knows what he must do. And so he launches himself out of the Lego Death Star towards the Millennium Falcon.
Yep.
And Lin-Manuel Miranda, Bam Sandwich. Bam Sandwich leans out of the window to grab him.
With one of his force arms.
And he goes to grab him and he misses.
Because he's now a bullet, a scream, bad force.
Yeah.
Like, goes straight through Lin's arm.
Oh, yep. No.
And do you know where he goes? He goes into the engines.
Oh, snap.
And they're pod racer engines.
Yes.
Now,
yeah,
because we turn them into pod racer engines, foreshadowing.
Yeah, on the feet.
I should probably point something out here. The Millennium Falcons has to be destroyed in this movie. Because now it's got AT-AT legs on it, it can't be hidden at Universal Studios behind a bunch of boxes.
which is the fate of the current movie.
Anyway, Juice dies. They're sucked into the engine and they're just torn apart by the power of the midichlorians, isn't there?
No.
Yeah.
Juice. Oh, man. Juice Damson.
Had to have them.
Tom, if you want to use your...
No.
No?
No eulogy for Juice.
No.
We got one for Watto, but not for Juice.
Yeah, no. Like, it's just very unceremonious. Just like...
The music stops. It's like sweeping John Williams' score, and then just... And it's both the sound of, like... sort of something going through a jet engine, like, and also like you get the shredding document sound.
So I think Bam Sandwich should have a lightsaber battle with Darth Bruge and Luke Skywalker on the Lego Death Star.
Yeah, he's outnumbered, but he's got more arms.
He's got more arms. As Hayley
Atwell, flies the council chamber's bung into the
the obsessed
screaming
mouth,
the gaping mouth. It just flies in. It doesn't come out again. The mouth's just getting bigger. It can't.
Oh no! It's like a black hole.
It can't be contained.
Yeah, but that's when they're like, no, you've got to use that artifact, the bung we picked up, the Jedi bung.
And from behind the Millennium Falcon, you hear a voice say, "I'll do it," and it's E.T.
He's empowered with engine scream energy or something.
Is your title screen just going to be telling us who E.T. is?
Yes. Yeah. He comes out riding on a bike. Him and Elliot riding on a bike. And just,
all the pod racers' engines are now disabled because Juice has gone through blown them out.
Yeah,
so they can't get there.
It's the all is lost moment. Yeah. Ellie Atwell's just fallen into the mouth.
You can't kill another fucking...
We don't know if she's dead. Okay, she's just in the mouth.
Yeah, just in the mouth.
Oh, can they all get sicked up at the end?
Right.
Go on, Tom. Take it
I
home.
Was thinking they'd all die in true Lovecraftian fashion.
Go for it, Tom.
It's Christmas,
woman
so...
alive, otherwise we're terrible.
It's Christmas, so I think we should all bring it back. But yeah, Luke Skywalker and Imbruge are fighting the 8 lightsabered force arms of Lin-Manuel Miranda's Bam Sandwich.
This is a stupid podcast.
And E.T. gets...
You think.
No, it's Warwick Davis on the bike of E.T. With E.T. in the basket as they're flying towards his mouth. E.T.'s got the bung on the end of his finger, and that's where I cut to my credit crawl recounting just the plot of E.T. to the soundtrack of E.T. and then he touches it and goes, "Ouch," and then the mouth goes, "Ow,
ouch,"
crumples in on itself.
He's got his like big cheeks. Suddenly, just cheeks at the side of the mouth appear from nowhere.
Yeah.
Well, for his mouth.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
For the visuals.
Yeah.
Because he's got the best mouth in show business.
And this is a dying moment.
Yeah.
As he's dying, as this mouth is sort of shrinking, getting quieter and quieter, his final words drift across space, and he says, "I don't care what universe you're from. That's gonna hurt."
And then... And all the people he's eating just spew out in this dark blue vomit.
And Luke Skywalker and Darth Bruge and... They lose all their force power because that's where it came from.
They got it from
without,
the screaming.
Without the screaming, you've got no light power either.
Yeah, that's literally the end of Star Wars.
They just all shrink away.
Yeah. Yeah, your lightsaber is just a big dumb rock. That
yeah,
point,
yeah.
Like. Yep. And then, okay, so cut to... Swipe to a celebration scene. There's a parade down the middle of planet.
Where haven't we been yet?
Wherever the council chambers used to be.
Naboo?
Why not? Where haven't we been? Bespin.
Bespin.
The cloud
do
city.
Do the end of Naboo, the same place where they did the celebration at the end of episode 1.
We just get that scene. We just put it, put it straight in, Photoshop a few faces on there.
Easy peasy.
I'll be honest, I like that scene. Yeah. So it's the only good scene in the movie.
Just put the scene.
The only good scene.
You've got young Anakin Skywalker there in his little Jedi car.
No, you haven't. You just placed it with...
You put Warwick Davis
completely over the top, just Davis just like
as E.T.
But it's really badly done. It's just a picture that keeps bobbling along like
it doesn't move at all. It's like
we just take a snapshot and use it just bobbling along.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's how we end it.
Star Wars is finished now.
Yes, we ended
Star Wars episode 29.
We ended Star Wars, guys.
I never told you guys my twist. Would you like it?
Oh yeah, go
as a post-credit scene.
Yeah. Oh god, not a post-credit scene. That means there's more.
This is the post-credit scene. We see Juice's last seconds as he is ripped into the turbines. Oh. But the camera pushes closer and closer into those turbines, and then through the rotors we see a hyperspace gate. And it turns out Deuce was not dead. Deuce was just transported back into the past, where they end up crash landing on Tatooine, where they're going to go to live with a small farming family. And the reveal is that Deuce Damson has always been Luke Skywalker.
He's one of the Jawas that sold.
No, he's always been Luke Skywalker. Because then that makes the split screen at the end of episode 2 that we did make sense. It's the same person.
Yeah.
It's the perfect choice.
Wasn't Luke Skywalker born, though?
It's the perfect choice.
I don't know.
We don't care.
I don't care.
It doesn't
matter.
It's
literally the best twist anyone has ever come up with.
Okay, that's, yeah, well done, Knight.
So, yeah, we've concluded our Star Wars trilogy.
Yeah.
And also Star Wars.
Yeah, we've finished Star Wars now, so you can all go home.
There will never be Star
Wars. Unless you are already at home, then you must now leave your home. So, good luck. Hope you find somewhere to live.
The Last Jedi out on Friday.
Yeah, let's go watch it all.
Yeah, let's go watch it with these films in mind.
Yeah,
let's go watch the Last Jedi
with the lore that we've added to the Star Wars universe. Oh boy, these are going to be different.
You'll be sat there watching the Last Jedi, going,
"Where's the screaming?
This is what I could have won.
Where's Bam Sandwich?
Yeah, where is he? Where's Bam Sandwich?" So, thank you guys for listening.
Yeah.
And thank you, Patrick and Theo, for coming back on the show.
Deuce Dameron is Luke Skywalker.
Deuce Damson.
Oh, I was thinking Poe Dameron. Yeah.
Poe Dameron.
God damn it.
Who my brother thought was called Paul.
Paul Dameron. Paul Dameron. So, yeah, cheers for coming on the show,
No worries.
And Patrick, would you like to say where people can find more of your podcasts?
Yeah, if you want me talking about things that aren't nonsense... then bad luck. But if you want me just talking more generally, and all of my friends, you can go to plotbubble.com and check out all the cool podcasts that we have over there.
And Theo, what are you going to sell us?
We'll check.
Theo is pulling out their phone.
Nobody has contacted me about the mini fridge yet, so if you are interested in a Coca-Cola branded mini fridge, contact me.
There we go.
Yeah.
So,
do you want to just give out your phone number? Or?
Oh yeah, it's 0776 35.
Let's cut it there. So
he really wants to sell that mini fridge.
Theo really wants to sell his mini fridge. It will have something inside.
I will put a special prize in it.
I will personally paint a question mark onto the side of the fridge if you want to make it a mystery. I don't want it. I just want to paint a question mark so it looks like a mystery prize.
A mystery fridge.
So, anyway.
Facebook, Patreon.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, if you want to contact us, you can always go to facebook.com/Life's a Pitch podcast, and you can hit us up on Twitter @Life's a Pitch Show if you want to get in touch over there. Let us know how you enjoyed the Star Wars. Let us know how you enjoyed Last Jedi. To be honest, we're always happy to talk about that stuff. And if you want to talk about pitching some backstories to us about people, stuff like Bam Sandwich's family, where they're make sure to go over to the if you have enjoyed these podcasts, the last two Star Wars ones, or any of the podcasts we've done, maybe you want to go over to patreon.com/Life's a Pitch podcast to help us out. You can help us keep the lights on. You can help us kind of really do stuff. We don't kind of pay for advertising or anything like that. So basically, our only way of spreading the word is also word of mouth. So if you want to help us out and you don't have the cash to help us via Patreon, you can always tell your friends and spread the word, give us 5-star reviews in places. Anyway, until you end a beloved franchise for your own vain ends to do a podcast, I've been Matt Turner.
I've been Tom McGrath.
I've been Theo Rao.
Juice Samson is Luke Skywalker.
Remember who pitched it.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.